Robert Forster joining us right now. Hello, Robert.
Hey.
Robert,
Wendy? Yes.
Wendy has a huge crush on you.
I can say it myself.
Say it. Tell him.
Oh, well, what a poor choice.
We were so excited to talk to you. I have to tell you, my partner, Bill Leff, is a film student, a film lover. He's been in a couple of films. Perhaps you've seen Major League or Major League 2. He's had small parts in that. And when your name was pitched as a guest, I said, oh, my God, I love Robert Forster. And Bill kind of looked at me and he said, oh, really? You know who he is? I said, of course I know who he is. I love him. Oh, really? What has he been in? I said, well, I saw him in Twin Peaks. I saw him in Jackie Brown, Mulholland Drive, Alligator. Heroes was a show I watched on TV. Breaking Bad. Look, lo and behold, there's Robert Forster. And I had to prove myself that I was a fan of yours, Robert.
Well, you are. You surely are. I much appreciate it. It's great to be overrated. But I'm mighty delighted to have a, to be still standing, Wendy.
But Robert,
I've done this for 50 years, and it's still a thrill.
But awesome. Don't you think Wendy having a sketchbook filled with pictures has made of you, that's a little weird, don't you think?
We'll discuss that on the next round.
Good.
We were talking about the new film you're in, The American Side, and it's extended its play at the Wilmette Theater. It's going to be there for a second week, held over through June 30th. And we had seen the trailer. Looking forward to seeing it. Why don't you give us a little idea of what to expect in this?
It's a really lovely detective movie, a genre detective movie. Now, in the old days, I played the detective. In this movie, I play a guy who, a side guy, not the detective. But the detective is always fun because, you get to do wisecracks, and there are some great wisecracks in this movie. And it's about a place we have probably not seen much of, Buffalo, New York, and Niagara Falls. And as you probably know, there's two sides to the falls: the American side, the name of this movie, and the Canadian side. And anybody who's ever gone over in a barrel and survived has gone over the Canadian side. The American side is all rocks on the bottom. So anybody who makes the mistake of going over the falls in any kind of a barrel or any kind of a structure always ends up at the bad end of the rocks on the bottom. And so this is a mystery about a guy named Tesla, who was a big inventor and still has a big name, and is the name of the car that bears his name.
Right.
So Tesla was a figure, and this has a mystery surrounding the guy Tesla.
Robert, had you worked with Robert Vaughn before? For some reason, I hadn't seen him in anything in years, and then I saw his name attached to this movie, The American Side. I love him.
I love him, too.
You do? Yeah.
It's great to see his name and my name in the same movie.
Yes, it is.
And, we're both old-timers, but not out of the play yet.
Good.
I didn't have a scene with Robert, but I have met him over the years. A very good guy.
And Matthew Broderick is in it. Janine Garofalo, whom I haven't seen in a while.
Well, one of the reasons that this movie got such good players is because it's a terrific movie on paper. And when it's good on paper, all you can do is hope. But the movie maker, Jenna Wicker, did a beautiful job of making this movie. And Greg Stirr, who plays the detective, wrote it. So you've got a family of people in Buffalo who made this movie and are very proud of it. And the results, of course, are what you see. But Chicago apparently loved this movie, and they're bringing it back for a second week. Little tiny movies do not ordinarily get such nice treatment, but this is.
We're glad to hear that, Robert. Robert Forster's our guest. His movie, The American Side, is playing at the Wilmette Theater. It's been held over for another week. Robert, you've become something of a favorite with some of the top directors working today, Quentin Tarantino, David Lynch. Talk about the relationship you have with those two guys in particular, because those guys know how to tell a story.
They do, in fact. And you know, it's a business of who likes who and who wants to work with who, and all these guys, and also Alexander Payne and my very first director, John Huston. These guys, for whatever their reasons, decided to hire me, and all of the jobs that I've done for them have been without the usual chasing. This business requires actors pretty much to go hat in hand and chase jobs, but all of those jobs, from the biggest guys, have been, you know, simple. I ran into Quentin at a coffee shop a few years ago when my career was really at the bottom. And I asked him what he was doing. He said, "I'm adapting Rum Punch, an Elmore Leonard novel. Why don't you read it?" he said. 6 months later, I walked into the same coffee shop, and there he was waiting for me with a script in his hand. He handed it to me and said, "Read this, see if you like it." No chasing, wow. No begging. None of the things that usually go on, and even the big actors, agents who went to Quentin and said, no, you can't hire Force, you got to hire my guy. He apparently, and I've seen it in print, and he said so too, said, "No, this job, this part is going to go to Robert Forster." Apparently he had figured I had the world weariness by then. to handle the job, and you know, it was a big start for me. It was a gift which gave me buoyancy and has given me a career for the last 20 years.
That's excellent. And Twin Peaks, we were talking about this earlier today. It was very bizarre and very out there, but it had such a following, and I'm so happy to see that it is back in action for a TV series. I think it's in post-production now, so everything's been shot at this point.
It has. This is an interesting movie because David Lynch shot it like a movie, 140-day shoot. That's an extremely long shooting schedule. But he shot in several different places, and every time we got to a location that I was involved in, I flew to it or traveled to it and shot my stuff. And so other actors worked on it periodically here and there, and when locations that they were in got on the schedule, he shot it out. You went to here and there, and partly in up in the Twin Peaks area, up in Seattle and other places.
I hope the log lady's in it. I know you can't reveal information.
I think she died.
Oh, I think you're right.
Can't reveal anything.
Oh, don't say. You don't
have
to tell
I know.
Us.
I'm so anxious to see it because, you know, the first series was based on, you know, the death of Laura Palmer, and it's just going to be so interesting to see what transpires in Twin Peaks since that time. I can't wait to see it. Do you know when that comes out?
Yes. I'd say 1 year from now it will have been either shown or it will be in process. I think that the second quarter of next year, which begins in, what, January, March, maybe March or April of next year on Showtime, and I don't know how many episodes there will be, but David Lynch will. He's the guy that's putting the picture together as he wishes. This is an artist. This is the kind of guy that you love working for, because whatever he says goes. He doesn't have to run up flights of stairs to ask people, "Is this all right?" And he's very secure on the set. He's one of those directors, and this is my first test for a director, whether he knows a good shot when he shoots it. And sometimes you see David shoot a shot and cut, and you hear him, he says cut, and you look at him, and he's thinking about the shot, and he's rolling it around. Sometimes he closes his eyes, sometimes he looks at the video repeat, and eventually he says either shoot it again or cut. Print, move it on, we've got it. He is a guy very, very secure and an artist. People wait for him to say what he wants to do, and then they do it.
We're talking to the great Robert Forster, one of the finest character actors of our generation. Robert, I've noticed that in your career you have played a lot of sheriffs, a lot of marshals, a lot of detectives. Why do you think that is?
Why?
Yeah.
Boy, I wish it was because I was real good in a mystery, and you know, maybe it is. I all I know is I can say this. I almost got on a jury here in Los Angeles about a month ago, and when the defense lawyer asked me what I thought about the police, and he had mentioned that he knew me, I said, yes, you're right. I've played a lot of cops, and I've been around a lot of cops, and I'm not sure that I wouldn't be suspicious if the defendant didn't take the stand in his own defense. And he looked at me. He looked at the judge. He used that finger, not the middle one. The get out of here, thumb. Okay,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the end of me. They didn't want me on their jury. They didn't want somebody who thought that well of the police.
Oh my God, that could have been your best role ever, Robert.
Well, it was interesting, and I'm sorry I didn't stay on the jury because it was very, very interesting.
Oh.
Watch this judge in action. And he was giving everyone in that courtroom a lesson in civics, how our process works. It's a great process. Not only do they have to bring in witnesses that prove the case, they got to prove the case. The defense is there to make sure that the defendant has a clean shot at it, and the prosecutors are there to present an ironclad case of the guilt of the accused. And if they don't do it, we let them go. We have a very, very good system.
Absolutely.
It would be so weird, though, to be on trial for something and you look up and Robert Forster is one of the jurors. I wouldn't even pay attention to what my charges were.
Oh, don't worry. They won't put me on any juries. I'm pretty sure of it.
Robert, am I remembering this right? There used to be a show on called Police Story, and I remember you being on it, but it seemed like every time you were on it, you were a different cop. Is that possible? I'm remembering that right?
You are remembering it exactly correct, because those shows were anthology shows. Those shows were brought in by a cop whose story it was.
Was it Joseph Wambaugh?
So different cop. Yes, Wambaugh wrote the pilot, and he supervised the series. But a lot of different cops brought in a story that they had lived. Chances are, and they told their story, and the writers created one, and then as you noticed, I was on that show. Boy, I can't remember how many times, maybe six times, and I played a lot of different cops.
Yeah,
whose story was rendered in that episode? I did a two-parter once about the skater Ty Babylonia. I played her father, and this cop worked not only as a cop, but as a he worked in a grocery store at night stocking shelves so that his daughter could get the kind of lessons and ice time that she needed to compete. This was a very, very loving father of an aspiring Olympic ice skater.
Mm-hmm.
And she credits him with a great deal of her success. He slugged it out for her. And it was a two-parter, as I remember, and a real good show.
Well, you are working steadily, and it's a pleasure to meet you. Everybody should go see The American Side. It's being extended at the Wilmette Theater for a second week, held over throughout June. So go to wilmettetheater.com. Such a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Wendy. Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure. I've been in Chicago. I shot pictures in Chicago. It is one of the great towns for eating and music. And and my father, just so I make one last thing, my father, who was on the Ringling Circus, always said to me, if you get to Chicago, take a look at the Field Museum. They've got a very great display of elephants. And my father was an elephant trainer on the Ringling during the 1930s. He always liked Chicago for the Field Museum.
Wow. Well,
that's
next time you're here, you got to come by and see us, okay?
You're a gent.
Oh, you are too, sir.
We'll
Thank
take you
so
to the
much.
Museum. You come visit us, and we'll take you down the street to the museum. How does that sound?
Be delighted.
All awesome. Right. Thank you, Robert. We appreciate it. Best of luck to you.
Thanks very much. Bill and Wendy.
That's Robert Forster, everybody, from The American Side, playing at the Wilmette Theater. A quick break, and we'll find out what's coming up on Roe and Anna Show next. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.